4:17. Walking in sunlight, follow my journey over the mountains through the deep vale. Jesus has said, "I'll never forsake thee." Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in him is no darkness, ever I'm walking close to his side. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Is a bright sunlight ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above. Singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight above. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine.
For opening prayer, turn over to 423.
Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving? Overjoyed, departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. Have no other, such a friend or brother, tell it to Jesus alone. Do the tears flow down your cheeks and hidden, tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. Have you sinned that two men's eyes are hidden, tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus, he is a friend that's well known. You have no other, such a friend or brother, tell it to Jesus alone. Do you fear the gathering cloud of sorrow? Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. Are you anxious? What will be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that well known. You have no other, such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone.
Shall we pray? Our most kind, loving Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Heavenly Father, thankful unto you for allowing us to see another day, rising us from our beds this morning, Heavenly Father, allowing us to see the marvels of this world, allowing us this opportunity to gather together on this first day of the week, Heavenly Father, worship service unto you, to be able to fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, Heavenly Father. We're so thankful unto you, Heavenly Father, for thy many blessings that you give us each and every day, for your comfort that you provide, for the guidance, Heavenly Father. And so thankful unto you, Heavenly Father, for this, having this avenue of prayer, knowing that we can come to you, Heavenly Father, coming unto you just to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you do for me, to come to you during our times of grief, Heavenly Father, during our time of distress. Any problem that we have, Heavenly Father, that we can come to you. We can pray. We can ask for forgiveness, Heavenly Father. We can help ask you to help us to overcome anything that we may face. And to know, Heavenly Father, that you're not too busy for us. You always have time, Heavenly Father. Know that you are always by our side each and every day of this life. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, that you be with all those that were mentioned sick this morning, Heavenly Father. Be with their loved ones. Be with everyone that is caring for them. But we know, Heavenly Father, how important our health is to you, Heavenly Father. And we know that you can provide all that is needed to be returned to their much and wanted health. We also pray that you will be with the leaders of this congregation as they continue to provide for the congregation, as they take care of the needs of this building, as they continue to keep us safe as we deal with this pandemic, Heavenly Father, to put in the guidelines so that we can come together and worship and be safe, Heavenly Father, as they continue to make sure that we worship according to thy will, Heavenly Father, that you be with all those that volunteer each and every morning, Heavenly Father, to also to keep us safe. We're so thankful to each and every one of them. We pray that you will be with our brother Skippy as he has prepared the lesson for it this morning. We pray that each and every one of us in attendance will give to him our much undivided attention, and that we'll be able to take what he is going to teach us today, Heavenly Father, that we can take it and use it, apply it to our daily lives, Heavenly Father. We're so thankful for him, for the hard work that he puts into put together these lessons, Heavenly Father. We just pray, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to watch over this world. We know that we are dealing with this pandemic. We just pray that you will be with all those that it has affected, all those that are sick, that have lost loved ones, and that you will continue to watch over this world, because we know that you will bring us through this pandemic, Heavenly Father. We pray also, Heavenly Father, that you would be with all those that are traveling. Pray that you would keep them safe during their visits, and that they will be able to return safely back to their destination. And just watch over us, Heavenly Father, as we begin this new week. Continue to guide us, Heavenly Father. Continue to help us to avoid any temptations, Heavenly Father. Continue to forgive us of our sins. Watch over us and keep us safe. For these things we ask for in thy Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Taking on the communion service, let's turn to sing number 425. 425, let's do the first, second, and fourth verse.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. While I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my spirit inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may thy love to thee pure, warm, and shameless be a living in life's crimson green, when death's old sublime stream shall for me roll, let Savior then in love, fear, and distrust remove.
In order for mankind to be saved from sin, Christ Jesus had to come to earth and die. He died one of the most excruciating deaths, death by crucifixion. The Bible reads in John chapter 15, verses 13, that greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. At this time, we have the privilege and the honor to serve and partake of the Lord's Supper. We have before us two emblems. The bread of life that represents his body that hung on the cross at Calvary, and the cup is the fruit of the vine that represents his shed blood that was shed for many for the remission of sin. Let us bow and give thanks for the bread. O humble and merciful Father, we're so grateful and thankful, Father, for this first day of the week where we all can come together and to remember our precious Savior, to remember what he did for each and every one of us. It is an honor and a privilege to partake of this bread in his memory. For it is in his name we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen.
Everyone is through with partaking of the bread. Let us now give thanks for the fruit of the vine. Father in heaven, we are indeed thankful unto you for the fruit of the vine which we have before us, so fitting to represent the precious blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross for the remission of sin. As often as we partake of it, may our minds always be focused back to that glorious event that took place. May we always do it in a way that would be in accordance to your will. In Christ's name we do pray, and amen.
If we inadvertently overlooked anyone upon serving the Lord's Supper, will you please signal by raising your hand? You will be served. We have another reverence unto God, another biblical commandment, and that is on the first day of each and every week. We are commanded to lay by in store, to be prepared to give back to God the first fruits of our labor. At this time, let us give thanks. O kind and merciful Father, we thank you for day by day you give us good measures of health and strength that enable us to go out and do the necessary things in life, to provide for ourselves and our families. And for this, Father, we are so greatly appreciate. We thank you that we have this honor to give back, to support the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank you in his name. Amen.
Amen. of invitation after the lesson this morning will be number 888. And right across the page, let's sing this song before the lesson in our scripture reading. 889.
Have you a heart that's weary, standing alone of care? Are you a soul that's seeking rest from the burden you bear? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard he loves you and that he will abide till the end? Where is your heart, O pilgrim? What does your life reveal? Who hears your call for comfort when not a sorrow you feel? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard he loves you and that he will abide till the end? Who knows your disappointment? Who hears each time you cry? Who understands heartache? Who drives the tears from your eyes? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard he loves you and that he will abide till the end? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard he loves you and that he will abide till the end?
Morning. The scripture reading is going to come from Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. That's Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. I'll be reading from the King James Version. The title of this morning's sermon is, What Weight Are You Holding On To? Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now our brother Skippy.
Good morning. Truly God has once again been good to us. He's spread our lives just one more time to assemble ourselves together this morning. If you're visiting with us, we do count you as our honored guests. We're just glad that you came to be a part of this service this morning. Just our prayers are with those that will be traveling back home, this week and those that may be traveling back in, that God give safe passage. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Eternal Heavenly Father, Lord, we just again thank you for this day and for your blessings, this opportunity that you've given us to assemble ourselves together this morning. Thank you, Lord, for those who have taken part in our service thus far. Thank you, Lord, for those who have called in through our conference call. We just pray, Heavenly Father, we're about to go in your word, that we focus upon your word and what it has to say to us in our situation. Lord, at the conclusion of this message, everything we've fallen short of, Lord, give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Guide me in your word, the things that I say. Lord, you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is the last Sunday of this year. And as we are approaching the new year, it's good for us to have time to evaluate our walk with the Lord, take an honest inventory of all the baggage that we have accumulated and the things that may be weighing us down. I believe in life that we have many things that weigh us down. And more times than not, there are things that we can easily let go of, but we hold on to them for dear life. What are you talking about? I'm talking about it may be a grudge. It may be anger. It may be bitterness. It may be jealousy. It may be a hurt. It may be a negative attitude. It may be our jobs that weighing ourselves down so much that moving forward is non-existent and is almost unachievable in our minds. What is it that is hindering you from living a life of obedience, that keeps you miserable, that keeps you having no joy? Do you struggle? Do you struggle with a particular sin, a habit, an attitude, a fear that keeps you from running your race and your faith the way you ought to? And so as we look this morning, we're going to break down Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1 and 2. It starts out by saying, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great of witnesses." This is a reference back to Hebrews chapter 11. The great hall of fame, of faith. The champions of Hebrews chapter 11 have run the race victoriously. And now they encourage us to become spiritual champions also. The men and women of faith that is listed in Hebrews chapter 11, they were not perfect people. And we need to understand that. And then he says, lay aside. Let us lay aside. Every now and then, we all tolerate things in our lives that make it difficult for us to please God. And when we know that we are not pleasing God, we typically aren't happy with ourselves. But not only that, when we are not happy with ourselves, typically it makes everybody around us miserable. This is one reason that Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 tells us to lay aside. When you look at the word lay aside, it's a compound word that means two things. It means away But also it means to place or lay something down. So when you put these two words together, it gives a picture of someone who is laying something down, while at the same time, he is pushing it far away from himself. It means to lay something down, to push it far away beyond our reach. Thus, this word, it is a deliberate decision to make a permanent change of attitude and behavior. In other words, removing wrong attitudes, removing wrong actions from our lives will not occur accidentally. We must decide to change. We gotta decide to change, to remove, to lay aside, to put away attitudes and actions that don't please God. And adversely, it affects our faith in this life. Our problem is that we are to focus on the problems of life and not on the promises of Almighty God. And so when you do that, it becomes a weight. And that's what he says in Hebrews chapter 12. And verse number 1, let us lay aside every weight. When you look at the word weight, the word weight is a word that describes a burden. It describes something so heavy that it impedes a runner from running his race as he should. And so when you look back at this word, word was particularly used in the athletic world. It was used to signify the actions of an athlete who would deliberately strip himself of excess weight before participating in a competition. This stripping process included the loss of excess flesh through dieting, through exercising. And then on the day of the actual competition, he stripped off nearly all his clothes so that no extra weight would slow him down. He had his eyes on the prize, so he was determined to strip all weight that might potentially keep him from being the best athlete that he could be. Now watch this. This sends a strong message to you and I. And that message is, if we want to please God and satisfy ourselves and do something significant in our lives, we have to choose to remove anything from our lives that would hinder us from reaching that objective. So the Holy Spirit is urging you and I to take a good look at our lives and remove everything that weighs us down and keep us from a life of obedience. We must be honest with ourselves, and we must be honest with God. Once you make the decision that I'm going to be honest with God, that I'm going to be honest with myself, that I'm going to lay aside every weight that's going to stop me from running this race, then you'll find yourself running your race of faith with much more ease as you press on toward the victory. But then he goes on and he says, not only that, but let us lay aside every weight. Well, watch this.
and the sin. That's the next phrase. Those things that has the greatest advantage against us by the circumstances we are in. Well, how do you do this? Well, number one, you got to start by identifying the sin. What is it? The things you think, the things you do, the things you say, are they permitted in Scripture? But not only that, you write a list of the things you think, you do, you say, and then go to God and ask Him if these things are acceptable to Him. Because after all, it's heaven that you want to go to. I hope so. And so you need to make sure that everything you do is pleasing to God. Because I want to make heaven my home. I don't want to have to have lived in this world just to stand before Him and say, depart from me, I never knew you. Prepare for the devil and his angels. And son, and so what you do then is once you identify those sins, once you write those things down, the things you think, the things you do, and the things you say, then use the Bible and not yourself and not worldly standards to analyze your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. You got to be like David. Be like David in Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24. David said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. And so as Christians, we must learn to put away, we must learn to cast aside every and all burdens and hindrances and offenses that do it so easily beset us. That's the next phrase. Well, what do the word beset mean? The word beset means standing around. It means standing around. If we are standing, then we are not running in this race. You can't win a race by standing. You must be in motion. The witnesses before us can testify that if you keep running, then you can finish and you can win. We must put aside, church, everything that has the potentials to stop us from running and have us standing still in the race. And then he says, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We are encouraged to run hopefully, cheerful, consistently the race that is ahead of us. We are all running toward something. We are running either toward heaven or we're running toward hell. But we are running in this race. And to prevent us from becoming faint and weary, we are encouraged not only to run this race with patience, the race that is set before us, but watch this, looking unto. When you look at the word looking or unto, it means being brought out of something and being taken to something else. putting this together is saying that we are being brought out of looking toward other things, toward other people that will cause us to stop running and being taken to the point of looking only to Jesus. What are you looking at this morning? What are you looking at this morning? Are you looking at other things? Are you looking at people? Or are you looking at Jesus? Are you looking to the doctor report? Or are you looking to the great physician and his report, the Word of God? Are you looking at the stack of bills and saying there's no way I can make it? Or are you looking at the Word of God, which says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to the riches in Christ Jesus? And so we need to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Even though he knew he would be despised, endured shame, suffered the cross, but he still found joy. Joy in being able to redeem man. But now he sits on the right hand of the throne of the Father. Consider this morning all of those who have ran the same race. And despite the obstacles they faced, they finished the race. We ought to be able to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. Do the same thing, which is to run this old race. And I tell you this morning that there are going to be some trials that comes in your life. There are going to be some mountains that you're going to have to climb. There are going to be times when you feel like giving up. But it's those times when God can show up the strongest. God did not bring us this far in life just to leave us. It's no accident that you made it this far. You made it through because God has a plan for your life and for mine. And if you don't allow Jesus to help you this morning, you're going to live a heavy, miserable, lonely life. You'll find no rest for your soul. This morning you need to remove all unnecessary weight. Remove it and hand it over to Jesus. God wants us to come to him this morning. He wants us to lay our burdens on him. He wants us to have that faith in him, that he is the one we run to. He is the one that can take all the excess weight off our shoulders and keep on allowing us to move just a little farther. So my question to you this morning, what weight are you holding on to that you need to let go of this morning? This year is almost ending. I want you to know you don't need to carry any baggage if the Lord bless you to see 2022. You don't need to carry this same baggage over in the 2022. Let it go. Whatever it is, let it go. And let God have his way in your life. Do you hear this morning? Not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. God's been good to you. He spared your life just one more time to make it right with him. You've heard the word. Believe it to be true, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized. If you're here in a Christian, not been living as a Christian should, maybe you've been carrying around all of this weight. God has allowed you to see this day, to pump off all of that weight, to lay it aside, and run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Whatever it is, come right now. Don't put it off. If we stand and sing the song, the invitation wants you to come.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robe be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansion bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
You have one who has come forward today. His name is Danny Dorsey. He's here in Ypsilanti. Said he was motivated by the sermon this morning to come forward and ask for prayer on his behalf. Pray God for God's help and continuing the guidance. He's got a lot of problems, a lot of issues right now, and he knows he needs God's help to get through them. So shall we go to God in prayer? God, we thank you for this prayer, the avenue of prayer where we can ask you when we need help, we need strength, we need your guidance. Danny has come forward this morning asking for all three. Look down on him, bless him, that he can solve or resolve the issues that are facing him right now. May he know that your help is there and available as he asks for it. Watch over us too as we continue to strive to walk this Christian life. May we all have our minds on you, not this world, on you and your Son, so that we can make it through with your guidance, with your love, because we love you as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
On behalf of the congregation, once again this morning,